Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off. We are so happy you are here, and today we are going to talk about the PA CAT. You know about standardized testing for PA schools. About half of PA schools require the GRE. There's quite a few who require the CASPER exam, and there are a few handful of schools that require the PA CAT. And today we want to talk about the PA CAT, give you the basics behind it, and how to study for it if you plan on taking it, and all the details that come with it. Let's start with the basics. The PA CAT stands for the Physician Assistant College Admissions Test. It's kind of like the MCAT for med schools, but specifically tailored for PA programs. It's made up of all the subjects and topics and material you should know before your first day of PA school, including anatomy, physiology, general biology, general and organic chemistries, biochemistry, behavioral sciences like psychology, microbiome, genetics, and statistics. Not every PA school requires the PA CAT. In fact, as of the date of this podcast episode, just a handful require or strongly recommend it. But if a school does require it, then consider it super important for you to ace it, right? Because what a school requires is basically the answers to the test, right? They're telling you what you need to be successful in their program. And in order to get an interview, you need to be successful in the things that they require. So why should you care about the PA CAT? If only a handful of schools require it, then why should you even bother taking it? Well, again, if a school strongly recommends it or requires it, it means that it's important for them. And if you're going to apply to that particular program, then you're going to have to take it. Having a solid score is going to boost your application. It's going to help you stand out from the crowd. Plus, it's your chance to show them that you've got what it takes to handle the rigors and intensity of PA school, that you're ready for PA school curriculum, which if you've heard anything about PA school curriculum, it's super intense, it's fast-paced, and you need to be on your game before you even hit your first day. A few other basics about the PA CAT. It is a 240-item assessment, which covers the 9 science subject areas that we just talked about. It's $228, and it comes with tons of study resources, which we're actually going to talk about right now. So how do you actually prep for the PA CAT? When you register for the PA CAT, they hook you up with some incredible study resources. You need to take full advantage of the resources that they provide. So once you've registered, you get 2 120-question practice exams, hours of video subject learning modules with practice questions and quizzes. There is a 9 subject question bank of over 3,200 questions for self-assessment, and you can also create quizzes to help you with the things that you're struggling with, and 9 subject-specific practice exams. So the way we recommend you tackle this is you take one of the 120-question practice exams first. See how you do in each of the subjects that compose the PA CAT.
and then utilize the videos, utilize the question bank and quiz creation and the subject-specific practice exams for any of the subjects and topics that you struggled with or that you were weak in. So again, take full advantage of the resources that they offer and that come with your registration fee. Dive into the practice exams, use the review materials, and don't be afraid to ask for help if you get stuck. How long you should study is really going to vary from person to person. So some pre-PAs might need a few weeks to brush up on things that they may not remember from courses that were a few years ago, while other pre-PAs might prefer to spread it out over a couple of months and really need to brush up a lot. This may be particularly true if you're a non-traditional applicant, or maybe it's been a while since you've taken some of these courses like anatomy and physiology. The key is to find whatever works best for you and to stick to it. Hold yourself accountable, see how you do on that initial practice exam, and then put together a study plan that will lead to your success. Again, it's really important that if you plan to take the PA CAT, that you absolutely ace this exam. These are all of the topics you should already know before your first day of PA school. This is where we start teaching you, right? So we expect you to remember everything about anatomy, physiology, and chemistry, and bio, and genetics, and immunology. We expect you to already know that on your first day of PA school, and we start building on that. It's not like undergrad, where you spend the first week or two reviewing past material and past courses. In PA school, we hit the ground running. We expect you to know all of your undergraduate science prerequisite topics and subject matter and curriculum, and that's what we start building on your first day of PA school. So if you take the PA CAT, you must succeed in it. You must do well in it. Otherwise, it looks like you're not quite ready for the curriculum of PA school. Again, only a handful of schools recommend this. So if you are not a great standardized test taker, or you're intimidated by it, or worried that you're not going to excel in it because maybe it's been 5 or 10 years since you've taken these courses, no problem. That's totally fine. That's the beauty of the PA admissions, is that there's lots of schools out there that do not require the PA CAT. Apply to those schools, which means you don't have to take the PA CAT, right? So make sure you're applying to the right PA schools for you. If that means schools that don't require standardized testing, awesome. Go forth and prosper. That is the beauty of the PA admissions and the holistic admissions process. Keep up all the amazing work. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA school. Doors to application to acceptance course are open. We start coaching to put together your strongest, most competitive PA school application this Tuesday. We cannot wait to build your application, to put it together, to create your strongest application for when CASPA opens so that you are ready to submit early hack rolling admissions. Our application to acceptance course not only includes the incredible 8A course, but also coaching with us. It includes access in a private Facebook group for any questions that come up along the way. It includes our PA school directory and everything you need to have your best, most competitive application. We can't wait to see you inside A to A. We can't wait to start coaching on Tuesday. We will drop the link in the show notes in case you haven't signed up yet, and have an amazing day. Keep up all the hard work you're doing. We cannot wait to see what this cycle brings for you. We'll catch you at the next episode.